2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the mayor of Salt Lake County says wearing masks is just as important in rural areas of the state as it is in her county. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bach.
Second, the CDC says avoid door-to-door trick-or-treating this year. Trunk-or-treating is also on the list of high-risk activities. The CDC says individually wrap goodie bags and line them up at the edge of your yard so kids can pick them up physically distanced. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Well, we have definitely had a good ride along I-15 in Utah County. But for those who may be traveling I-15 in Davis County, you will see traffic that is a little heavy and slow as you're going from the Kaysville Ponds up to the Layton Hills Mall. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy and windy today along the Wasatch Front. I'm Kevin Eubank.
84 breezy degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Vice President Pence says more than 200,000 Americans may have died from COVID-19, but the response led by President Trump saved far more.
I know in my heart that we have saved hundreds of thousands of American lives.
The vice president on the campaign trail today in New Hampshire, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urging the White House to embrace science and not politics.
Just look at the lives lost and multiply it. Not just by the number, but by the family and the sense of community, the loss to our country.
The U.S. is the first nation in the world to reach that grim benchmark. President Trump says he'll announce his nominee to succeed the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Saturday evening. A bipartisan bill that keeps goods that are made by the forced labor of detained ethnic minorities in China out of the U.S., passed overwhelmingly today in the House. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
Provo and Orem are moving back to the orange or moderate restriction level tomorrow night. The president and CEO of the Utah Valley Chamber of Commerce is Curtis Blair. He joined Lee Lonsbury on Live Mic this afternoon to say this is going to undoubtedly affect Utah County businesses.
Well, as you look at the new restrictions or the restrictions that are imposed by Code Orange, certainly we're going to have a modification in our restaurant business and those that care for food and food dining. And Mayor Bruntz did an excellent job of outlining, those restrictions and guidelines. But most specifically, you're going to see impact with gathering places, especially where food is concerned in our dining experience.
Blair says Utah County's economic recovery from the pandemic has been nothing short of impressive, and he says he's confident they can keep moving in that direction.
Well, I most definitely think we can hold the ground. I mean, let's not let a good crisis go to waste. We need to find ways to be innovative. We are concerned for the health and safety of Utahns, especially the citizens, of Utah Valley. And I believe that our businesses and our people are going to respond to this. It's within us. It's in our spirit to fight oftentimes the underdog. But most cases, we just use these best practices. We will conquer this. We will come back better and stronger for it.
Can-do attitude. Utah Valley Chamber Chair-elect Janae Moss also joined Lee this afternoon and said this is about the governor's decision to move these two cities to the orange restriction.
I think that there's a lot of good people trying to make the best decisions, and they have the information in front of them trying to decide what that is. And, as the chair-elect of the chamber, it's my goal to support business owners. I am one of them. I own actually a building maintenance company. We clean buildings throughout Utah and into Nevada. And I see how hard business owners are working to stay open and to make the best decisions that they can so that they are serving their clients, but also, trying to follow the right precautions to keep everybody safe. And, I think that we need to look forward and try to decide communication, what we should do so that we're making those best decisions. And I would just support the leaders and try to communicate so that we're making those best decisions. But really, in the end, I think that the health of the communities are affected by our businesses, for sure. We need to keep that as a priority as well.
Some positive reaction there to the bump back to orange from the Utah Valley Chamber of Commerce. Both of our interviewees say this kind of stinks, but Provo, Orem, and Utah County will get through it. KSL News Time 450. Let's see if traffic stinks. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and this Triple Team report begins with Ricky Meese.
We do have emergency crews responding to a crash with probable injuries in West Jordan, 7800 South at 1100 West. Southbound I-15 leaving downtown, it's a straight shot with good speeds and light traffic all the way to the point of the mountain. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad at all this afternoon. Just a little bit of leftover heavy and slow traffic westbound SR-201 approaching 7200 West. Michelle?
Well, we're a little busy on 5600 West between Salt Lake and West Valley. Bangor Highway, scattered delays. This is going to start just north of the 201 freeway in spots down to Riverton. And if you're on Pioneer Crossing, you're also going to see some slowdowns there as you're going from American Fork headed west toward Redwood Road. Steve?
Well, it's all good if you're on northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake City to Farmington. That's about a 15-minute KSL travel time into Davis County. Then expect some slowdowns at Kaysville Ponds up to Hillfield Road. Looks like it's a little slow on the west side belt, northbound 215, Legacy and Highway 89 rolling free and clear. Mr. Max Bogo's suit sale is back. Buy one suit, $299. Get the second for $1 on a variety of colors and patterns. Visit all 9 Mr. Max stores. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Your 7-day forecast now. Listen to Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, plenty of clouds here in northern and central Utah today with some thunderstorms kind of bubbling up across the state. Now that moisture is moving to the east, so overnight it'll end in Colorado. Skies will clear out with a low of 61. Mostly sunny, smoky, 87 for the high on Wednesday. More smoke around on Thursday with a high of 89. A weak cool front nudges in from the northwest. That'll dry us out and cool us off. We're talking highs only in the 70s, lows in the 50s for the weekend with plenty of sunshine. That trend should stick around through the early part of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
84 breezy degrees in Salt Lake City. I have to play this bumper for the Utah Valley Chamber of Commerce. You know?
Chef Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
General RV and Draper is your ticket to savings with RV show prices in-store and online. There are no admission fees and no crowds, just huge savings on thousands of travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. No matter how you shop, you'll get exclusive RV show discounts and all-time low financing. We're bringing in new RVs every day, but hurry. Just like our inventory, these deals won't last long. Explore the virtual RV show at generalrv.com or get RV show prices at your local General RV in Draper off I-15 at the point of the mountain.
Get a credit card you'll absolutely love. Mountain America offers three amazing options: rewards, cash back, and low rate. Apply today at macu.com.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott here with Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all year, and you know what? This is a great time to get a great deal. Right now through October 11th, save up to $150 off of Big O brand tires. Big O, locally owned and operated. They're ready to serve the community here, and they've been doing it for a long time. Big O's taking all the precautions right now, Scott, keeping people and their customers safe, including wearing masks, sanitizing vehicles, even have contactless drop-off and pickup available.
That's awesome. Big O is more than just tires, though. Come in for brakes, fluids, batteries, alignments, oil changes, and more. Big O wants to keep you and your family safe on the road this fall. So come in for the Fall Healthy Car Special, just $49.95.
Wow.
You know what it includes, Alex?
Tell me.
Conventional oil and filter change, tire rotation, fluid check, lube chassis, alignment check, multi-point vehicle inspection.
That's a lot of stuff there. So just go in any of those 42 locally owned and operated locations, Logan to Beaver, all the way through October 11th. Get that $150 off that Big O brand tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. BigOTires.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Amazon is selling its own competitor to Peloton. This one's called the Prime Bike. It runs about $500. That's $1,800 less than Peloton. KSL Drive's Lincoln is done making pickup trucks. That's according to top Ford officials. No more Mark LT or any other pickup at Lincoln. Microsoft is buying game publisher Bethesda for a cool $7 billion. This is the company behind iconic games such as Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Wolfenstein, which I used to play 20 years ago, and the all-time classic Doom. On Wall Street today, no Doom. The Dow jumped 140 points. We closed at 27,288. The S&P 500 added 34, and the NASDAQ composite surged forward, gaining 184 points. KSL News Time 4:55. A Quebec woman is facing federal charges for sending President Trump a letter containing a toxic chemical.
Pascal Cécile Véronique Ferrier was charged with threatening the President of the United States when she mailed a letter to the White House that contained ricin. Court records said the letter was postmarked from Canada and said, "You ruin the USA and lead them to disaster." She also allegedly wrote, "Give up and remove your application for this election. So I made a special gift for you to make a decision. This gift is in this letter." Ferrier was detained when she tried to cross Peace Bridge from Canada. Prosecutors in Buffalo said she had a loaded gun and a knife. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.